This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to welcome Golf Pride to the Next on the Tee family.
In golf, light grip pressure releases power. Golf Pride engineered a secret the pros know. A larger lower hand encourages lighter pressure. Plus 4 technology is designed with 4 additional layers, which reduces tension in the lower hand to generate more power. Play Plus 4 and experience a secret pros know. Now available on Tour Velvet, the winningest grip on tour. Grip confidence, grip Golf Pride. All right, now joining me on the French Lick Resort guest line. This is one of the wonderful things about doing this show and becoming acquaintances and becoming friends from there is having guys like my next guest, Andy Lano II, joining me on the show. Andy sent me a text message on my drive home tonight telling me about a recent trip that he had and something that we talked about here on the show a couple of weeks ago out to a course called Old Head. And folks, if you haven't, listened to that segment, please go back, find us on, we're on so many different podcasting sites. Certainly you can find us on Podbean and iHeartRadio and take a listen to that segment because, it was fortunate enough that, I got to have their, brand manager, Brent Dornforn from Old Head on the show and talking about what a wonderful place it is. And, it has certainly risen to one of the top courses that I have on my bucket list to go play. And it's an absolutely spectacular piece of property, one that's, barely 20 years old, but you'd swear it had to have been there since the 16 or 1700s. Because let me just tell you, it is on a piece of land in Ireland that stretches out 2 miles. It's a peninsula now, 2 miles out into the ocean and 300 feet above it. And it's got a great golf course on it. Well, anyway, Andy sent me a text message and said, guess what? I played Old Head and it was spectacular. I said, geez, will you come on the show and talk about what it was like? And he said, absolutely. And I'm very honored that he's taken a few minutes out of his night to come back on the show. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hey, Chris, doing great. Yeah, doing great. Love the show. And you just explained it. It was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. What got you there and what was it like?
Well, it was a pre-planned trip. I had 8 of my buddies. We started last September planning the trip. None of us had been to Ireland to play golf, and we'd heard all the great stories about playing links golf. As you know, it's so much different than American golf because you obviously play it along the ground, which a lot of us don't have a whole lot of experience doing. But hey, we wanted to go over there and give it a whirl. So we scheduled some of the 6 top, really top golf courses in Southwest Ireland over there. And our first course was Lahinch, where they're actually playing, the Irish Open this week. But anyway, Old Head was our second course. And, you see all the pictures and you hear all the raves and all that. And we had like a 2-hour limo ride to it. And we got up to the point and the steel gates opened up and we go down this single lane road to the clubhouse. And the minute that happened, that was it for me. I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, the conditions were outstanding. They treated you just like, a member, because they don't know any different. I mean, I got the same treatment that, the normal members get. I mean, they did that for everybody. The caddies were terrific. The food was terrific after. I mean, we played it in a 40 to 15 mile an hour wind. And my caddy told me that it was, the sun was out, so it was fine, but if I told you some of the stories, like hitting 9 irons 210 yards versus crushing my 3 wood 185 into the wind. So I'm not sure by any means, but the challenges, like your guest had mentioned about taking on the elements, we definitely took them all on. And the caddy that I had told me that if they had conditions like this for a tournament, everybody would walk in. I said, well, it's too pretty out here. There's no way I'm walking in. I can tell you that much. It was amazing. I don't care if I shoot 1,000. It was incredible.
So yeah, so that's an interesting point, right? I mean, if it was sunny and you got 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, yeah, you'd have to drag me off the course too. How did you deal, right? How did you figure out how far things were going to travel and all of that? Or is that really secondary? Like, it doesn't matter what I score. I'm out here at Old Head.
Well,
this is spectacular.
Well, but,
I don't care.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. But just being the competitor and the ex kind of competing kind of individual that I am and having my tour caddy experience, I'd caddied in conditions like that many, many times. So I considered myself to have an advantage that day on my cohort, so to speak. And then to have the local caddy who had been there quite a long time and to have his input on green reading, et cetera, it was interesting to have him try to say, you know, you probably need to hit this. And I'm thinking, no, bro, I'm going down two clubs, and he'd look at me kind of funny. And all of a sudden I hit a 9-iron in there 12 feet from 190. Because all you do is you just get it up in the wind and the thing just goes and bounces. So it was definitely challenging, but it was a very fair golf course, even in the wind. Wide fairways, tremendous condition. I mean, honestly, the greens were lightning. And obviously they got a few of them, got borderline unplayable with a 50 mile an hour wind like the, but I mean, again, that was all kind of secondary. That's just the way it worked out. And we did catch great weather in Ireland, actually, for our 6 days that we were there.
So, Andy, for those of us who have seen the pictures but wonder what it's like to be on that golf course, condition, wind aside, and all that sort of stuff, kind of take us through it. Let us see it through your eyes. What was the golf course like, and what was the scenery and the surroundings like?
So honestly, it's pretty hard to concentrate. I'm looking out almost every hole. I'm going to think almost every one of them. I can't remember, maybe one or two where you cannot look out over a cliff, and you got to be careful where you're walking too. I mean, they are real guarded out there, but I mean, just the view and to think that you're trying to hit a golf shot. Like I aimed one hole. I remember was a par three. Looked like you could spit on the green. I aimed it 80 yards right, 80 yards right of it, and the wind brought it back. And then another time, I sent one out over the ocean. Like, I tried to hit it in the ocean, and the wind blew it back onto the fairway. So you have to have a really kind of an imagination that you probably never have taken on before, because you really don't get those kind of conditions here unless you're, you know, at Pebble or you're on the coast somewhere where it can blow a little bit, whatever. But I mean, like I tell people, and not to knock Pebble, but I mean, this place was Pebble on steroids. It was incredible. Like it was amazing. I can't, you know, say enough great things about it. And like I was saying earlier to you, I look forward to getting another swing at it when I actually know where I'm going. Cause you know, when you play a course blind, it's kind of tough to try to figure out, you know, but when you get that one round and you kind of know, you know what, I know that knob's over there, or I know that certain thing's kind of in that place, and that makes it even more fun.
You mentioned, you know, having to be careful where you walk, because again, it sits about 300 feet above the Atlantic Ocean and you got rocks and all that other stuff. So, you know, when you're peering over the edge every once in a while, what's it like?
Well, the way I was playing golf that day, I almost wanted to jump, but I didn't, because, you know, you can't take yourself too serious or golf too serious. But I mean, it's honestly, you just are amazed that God could put a place like that on this earth. And I mean, it is in the creation of the individual that went out there and he did and was able to make it. Like, it's not like it's a very playable kind of place. And it looks like it's been there 1,000 years, and it's only been there 20 years, which is a real compliment to it. I mean, the clubhouse is very new and very outstanding and beautiful, and the food that we had in there was terrific. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, it's, you know, as you know, golf's a sport of concentration, but it's hard to concentrate out there when you're looking at waves crash. And I mean, the wind was whistling and the water, I mean, it was just, I've never had an experience like that. And I've been all over the world and caddied in some spectacular places, but that one definitely reached the top of my list after, you know, and I just feel fortunate enough that I was able to, you know, go out there and spend 4.5 hours.
One of the things that Brent told us.
You definitely need to go for sure. Put it on your bucket.
I promise you. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. After Augusta National and the Old Course comes Old Head on my bucket list, Andy. I promise you. It's risen quickly to the top. One of the things that Brent told when he came on the show was how they had, some severe storms, back in the day. And waves crashing all the way up onto the golf course. So you figure that's 300-ish feet. He said they came out one time and there was just littered. The golf course was littered with golf balls that the ocean theoretically spit back out because of the waves. Can you imagine something like that happening? Is that something that seems like folklore or having experienced the 50-mile-an-hour winds? Can you say, you know what, that could happen?
No, I believe them, and I can say that I donated, and one of those balls might have been mine. But, I mean, I can say that it's definitely for sure feasible. And the interesting story that the caddy told me, he said that when the fog comes in there, because all of a sudden you could be playing and it's perfect, and all of a sudden fog comes in, they blow a horn and they tell everybody to stand still. They do not want you to move. They actually come out and get you. So, I mean, that's kind of freaky when you think about it. You know, if you're at a golf course, you could find your way back to the cut. They don't even want anybody because if you make a mistake, there isn't much room out there. You could, it might not be good. So when he told me that, and after walking 5 or 6, 7 holes, I'm like, yeah, I can see that for sure. But for sure Mother Nature is something, as you know, you can never underestimate. And if those swells are getting that high and blasting up on it, and that fairway that he talks about actually is kind of a downhill par 5, number 17, pretty hole. So I don't want to say it wasn't the highest of the 300 feet, but it was still quite a drop from there. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to have the ocean and the Atlantic Ocean spit those balls back out onto the property. I'm a believer after what I saw for sure.
Andy, just a couple more before I let you go. And you said you've caddied out there where there have been, conditions similar to that. What kind of events were you a caddy at where you saw winds that whipped that hard?
Well, let's see. One of them for sure was I don't know if you remember, but you might, the Honda Classic. We used to play it at TPC. What was it? Eagle Trace. Okay. So this is a course where, in Florida, and the average score when we got done that day was like 78 for the PGA Tour. So if you shot I think par was 72. If you shot 2 or 3 over, you picked up tons on the field. And if you go back, obviously the Honda is not played there anymore. They moved courses, but that was one of the high wind places that I played. Pebble Beach got up there a few times in the AT&T for sure, to where, you were lucky, if your rotation, you were on Spyglass, you were loving life because you sure didn't want to be on Pebble trying to play 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in a left to right crosswind blowing 40. I mean, the wind is the most feared element of any PGA Tour golfer. And he'll be the first to tell you that. They'll play in the rain. They'll play in the cold. They'll play in everything. But the wind is the one that is the great equalizer, the one that they really can't conquer. Or they can, but that's the hardest one for them to conquer, is what I saw in my experience out there.
So, Andy, before I let you go, and just to finish up on Old Head, you've certainly seen all the world's best for the most part. Where does Old Head rank for you amongst the best courses to play?
I mean, for me, it's in my top 5. Okay, so obviously I put the Masters, and I put St. Andrews is more historic for me. I like LA North. I mean, I like some of the McKenzie places, like the Valley Club and Paso Tiempo and some of the West Coast Secrets. And, there's some great you know, obviously some tons of great courses here in America. But I mean, this place, I mean, I haven't seen anything close to it. Like I said, I mean, Pebble Beach would be the closest that I've seen, and I haven't played a lot of courses on cliffs like that. But I mean, this, it's magnificent. And to think, I mean, the rate to play it as a non-member is $430. Well, they charge, like, I think it's over $500 now to play Pebble. So it's a heck of a deal, to say the least. So, like I said, if anyone's thinking about going out to Ireland and they're going to go, make sure you go and find a way that your scheduling company or whoever you're working with, that they get that one in there, because it is special for sure.
Andy, thank you so much, first of all, for sharing it with me on my way home. And then second, for taking time out of your night to come back and tell the story. It was awfully nice of you to do both of those things. I hope you'll come back and join me again soon and talk about all the great places that you get to play, and whether it's now or the ones that you have seen, because it's been great having you. It was a couple of weeks ago when you were part of the show, and certainly again tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris, and love the show. And anytime I can contribute to help you out, I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. Hey, let our listeners know how they can follow you on social media.
So social media, I'm on, you can ALano2 on Twitter, and then it's AGLano2 on Instagram. And they can go to, you know, www.golfmastery.net. And they can check out, you know, my experiences and things that I'm doing now to help grow the game of golf.
Andy, again, thank you so much, my friend. You're spectacular. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, Chris. Travel safe on the way home. Take care.
See you, Andy. Thank you. You too. It's Andy Lano, L-A-N-O, and I know, two I's, so for two. So Andy Lano, two. He's a great follow. He's doing a lot of really good things. Golfmastery.net is his website. Check him out there as well. And folks, again, if you haven't, you know, checked out oldhead.com, very easy. Go check out the pictures and then their website and take a look at how spectacular that piece of property is and how great that golf course is. And you'll understand why I and my good friend, not only Andy, but my boy Angelo Kane, as well, when he heard the segment of the show, went to check it out and said, "We got to go." He's like, "That is now at the top of my, you know, my must playlist, my bucket list course." And I couldn't agree with him more. We got to make sure that we make that happen, because it is it really is something, folks. And you'll see when you go check out their website. All right, folks, time for me to put a bow on this edition of Next on the Tee. Want to send out my sincere thanks to Tim Cusick, Mike Landry, Jack Deal, and Andy Lano for being a part of the show tonight. Please check out our website, nextonthetee.net, to keep up to date with our guest schedule so you can see who's going to be joining us. Please check us out on, like I say, lots of different podcasting sites. Very much want to send out our thanks to launchpaddm.com for asking us to be a part of their website. They've got a lot of great podcasts over there. They're featuring us right there on their homepage. And the more likes and the more listens and the more subscriptions that we get over on that site, we can give us the opportunity to get on Podcast One. And that is one of the biggest podcasting sites there is. So please check us out on launchpaddm.com. Click the subscribe button. We'd really appreciate that. You can also stream the show on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Player.fm. Pretty much any place that you consume podcasts, you'll be able to find the show. So check us out and make us a part of your whether it's your commute, your time at the gym, your time shopping, or just sitting at home. We really appreciate the fact that you're listening to Next on the Tee and you're making us a part of your golfing content. Thank you so much. Until next week, hit 'em straight, my friends.